You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
It's second date update every hour, every weekday morning with Thunder and PT on the 40s. And we're talking to Scott this morning. Scott, this is about a date you went on with a woman named Carly, correct?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's not going well.
All right, so we put a text in to her already, but you said there's a little more to it.
Yeah, I think she blocked me on Facebook, to be honest with you.
What happened? What, this is post the date?
I mean, yeah, because I tried adding her, you know, after the date, but like her profile just disappeared.
All right, well, let's start from the beginning. How did the date go?
I mean, to be honest, it wasn't a disaster. I mean, I felt like, you know, if someone blocked you, it'd be that something just went, you know, crazy wrong. But, I mean, it was nice. I mean, I didn't catch any, you know, bad vibe or any bad feelings from her or anything like that.
Was there a weird moment or something that maybe you said something wrong that could have been it?
I don't know, man. Like, maybe something I said that really upset her, but I can't really remember anything like that. Because I feel like I would remember it.
Okay, you know? So what did you end up doing on the date, Scott?
I just went out for dinner, you know, nothing crazy. I honestly don't know what happened.
So in a nutshell, Scott, you went out on a date with Carly. You thought everything went well, and then you tried to connect with her on Facebook, and she doesn't exist. So you feel that you were blocked. And so here's what we're going to do is reach out to her, see if she'll come on. We're going to text her, see if she'll come on with us, and explain what's going on, at least, all right?
All right, we'll be right back with hopefully the conclusion of Second Date Update on The Wolf.
Hello.
Hi, Carly. It's Thunder and PT. We texted you a few minutes ago, and we're wondering if you would talk to us here on air this morning about a guy you went out on a date with, Scott.
Oh, man. I was so into this until you said the name Scott. I mean, he's such a jerk.
Oh, geez.
Do I have to talk about him?
Can you just kind of tell us your side of the story here, Carly?
I mean, he's really controlling, and I don't know. I feel like that's a bad sign. I mean, it's a first date. There shouldn't be any tension, right? But he was just, like, over the top.
Oh, my gosh. Like, how was he over the top? Like, what did he do?
So we met on Tinder, and, like, I don't know. My friends and I kind of, like, look after each other. So I was staying in touch with a couple friends during the date, just in case, you know, the guy's creepy or sketchy or whatever. So I was texting my girlfriend throughout the date just to let her know, like, you know, that I'm still okay and what was going on. Just, like, quick updates.
And I think a lot of...
It's got a standard, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of women especially do this, and it sounds like a smart plan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it worked for me. It works for me and all my friends. But Scott started getting really upset that I was sending texts to my friend. He started asking me, like, who are you texting? Who are you texting now? Like, it's just like, I don't know. I told him it was none of his business, and he got all irritated. And that just gave me a bad feeling. Like, I mean, it's a first date. I'm shooting out a text once in a while. Like, it wasn't, like, constant. So I knew right there that it wasn't going to work.
Wait a minute. Irritated?
Yeah.
I wasn't getting
Scott
irritated.
Hang on, Scott.
You could have understood if you'd have just been texting your friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's me. And look, online dating can be risky. I get that. But you didn't do that. You were just being rude. You're just texting on the first date, like, continuously.
It wasn't continuous. And my issue is that it's not your business who I'm texting. Like, I'm doing that for my safety. And you just have to respect that, like, ladies have to look out for themselves in ways that maybe you don't.
Look, I just didn't know you were doing it. All you had to do was just tell me.
Yeah, so
well,
Carly,
if you minded your own business, we wouldn't be here.
Well,
so.
I kind of side with Scott a little bit on this because you weren't letting him know that you were texting your girlfriends, just saying, hey, I just, you know, I'm texting a girlfriend. Or were you embarrassed to admit that to Scott?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's not really his business. This is someone I just met, and I'm sending a quick text once in a while. Like, it's a first date. Like, I don't know. Maybe because I've had jealous boyfriends. It just, to me, that's like a red flag.
Yeah. No, I know.
But you can see at least where he's coming from, though, Carly, right? I mean, I agree with you. Like, he has no business telling you what you should and shouldn't do, especially on a first date. But at least, I mean, can you see where he's coming from, where it's like, hey, you know, we're getting together and you're kind of texting, you know, whatever, right? You can see that at least, right?
I mean, so I'm supposed to just tell the guy, I guess I thought that was rude to be like, look, I'm not sure how sketchy or creepy you are. So
I understand. That's
maybe
true.
Would have been
that's
funny,
a good point.
Though.
You know what? We're going to post this. We got this posted on our Facebook page. Whose side are you on? Is that being rude of Carly to be texting all during your date? And listen, Carly, I know you probably weren't doing that.
Totally.
Or does, and maybe we just aren't seeing this, PT and myself, it was Scott being controlling and rude, kind of confronting her about doing all this texting with her friend to let her know that she was okay on this date. Guys, I'm guessing there isn't going to be a second date.
No.
Okay, that's it.
So, Scott, maybe just next time, you know, on a new date with a different gal, just, you know, mind your own business.
Yeah, I was expecting. Maybe that's a good idea.
Thank you.
All right, we especially appreciate Carly coming on Second Date Update. What do you think? Did she text too much on her first date to let all her friends know that she was safe? 612-428-1029 is our new temporary number here to the Wolf. 612-428-1029. Love to hear your comment.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.